Part of being a family means we will experience the loss of a member at some point. Sometimes the person is not as close to you as they are to another family member. The griever needs prayer, comfort, and counsel differently than the member who knows the mourner. How do we pray for the one who lost a family member? How do we work through the grieving process? In both cases, we need the shepherd who will walk us through this valley. Father God, we know that people who are grieving have to deal with a memorial, and many people attend memorials. How do we speak? How do we not speak? How do we deal with it? How do we work through the memories and listen to people who want to talk about the memories of their loved one? How do we help them work through the time when they're missing that person and can be tempted to do things that are harmful to their bodies? Father, we pray for the outsiders and the grievers today. We thank you that your word says, even when we walk through the darkest valleys, we don't have to be afraid, for you are close beside us. So we lift up both the griever and the one on the outside, and we pray, Father, that they will know that you are with them, that it's okay to cry, that they're not losing it when they cry, especially at a memorial, and that they're not giving into it, they're lessening the pain as a result. Help them to overlook the things that people say that might be offensive or hurtful. And we pray, Father, that they wouldn't feel obligated to take care of others during that time, that this is a time for them to listen to what other thoughts of their loved one. For the people who are watching their family member go through this grief, help them not to be like Job's friends who tried to explain why it happened. Help them to not expect a thanks for any gift that they give them, but to give it unconditionally. Help them to offer a phone number or a specific thing that they can see the person needs. Food made, or sources for food, or to go grocery shopping for them, or to clean the windows or dust the house or do their laundry. Help them to see that their actions would speak louder than words. And foremost, that they would pray for the griever, that the person grieving would experience the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the source of all comfort. As they are remembering their loved one, help them to savor each one. And if it's negative, if the griever experiences a negative one, that they will deal with any regrets, any things that were said that they said to them that were not uplifting, or that the person going through the dying shared with them. Help them to work through that so that that memory will no longer haunt them, but will be something that they can put aside. And on the other hand, for the good memories, that those would be ones that they can keep and hold on to and think about again. For the outsider who might get bored listening to them want to talk about the memories, help them understand that's helping that person process better. And help them to divert the griever if they start talking about only the negative things about the person that passed away. Oh, and help the one listening to avoid cliches like, everything's going to be all right. They're better off now. Eventually it won't hurt so much. Or speaking a verse or scripture that is judgmental rather than comforting. Help them to let the griever know that they are praying for them. And while they're missing them, help them to pray that they will not be rushed, that they will find support, and that there is no right way to grieve. We also pray, God, that they would, that the non-griever would pray that the family member that lost somebody will not do anything destructive to, they wouldn't give in to suicidal thoughts, that they would continue to care for themselves, and that they would also help them to intercede to help them find purpose in life. In Jesus' name.